Welcome, everyone, to this special edition of the Passion Podcast. This is Passion, Hope for the Hokies. I'm here at the Passion House in Atlanta, Georgia, with Louis Giglio. And Louis, obviously, it's been a pretty tough week.
Certainly for everyone around the world and for all of us across this nation, for students and faculty on every college campus in America and around the world, and for those of us like Passion who love college students and have given our lives to serve them and really want to just inspire them, there's no way to be prepared for days like this past Monday and the events that unfolded at Virginia Tech. And it just reminds us again that we're living in a struggle, we're living in a broken, imperfect world, and we're looking for a hope and for a rescue, for a savior, for redemption that's coming for us. We believe in Jesus Christ. And so thank you for joining us today. It's really, our hearts are heavy. And I did not want to bring the Passion Podcast back in a circumstance like this, but I just wanted to have an opportunity for us to reach out to the greater Passion community and to encourage you and to be encouraged by you, for all of us to link our hearts together. And I think of all the things that have come in the past few days and all the sorrow and the sadness and the suffering and the loss and the death and the tragedy that's come out of these days, with those is coming hope and unity and partnership and friendship and love and compassion. And that's just pouring out in huge measure all across this nation. And even looking, if you're in Facebook, if you have a Facebook, you've already seen this, but all across Facebook are these little icons that say we're all Hokies today. And that's a little Virginia Tech logo with a University of North Carolina logo, or Virginia Tech logo with a Kennesaw State logo, or a Tech logo and an Ohio State logo. And it's students saying, you know, in the collegiate world, there's always competition, and it's this school against this school and this campus versus this campus. But today we're people, we're a part of humanity, we're a part of a body, even those of us who've chosen to follow Jesus Christ. We're a part of a body that transcends geography, and we're all brothers and sisters in an enduring faith, and our hearts are linked up with the people in the community of Blacksburg, Virginia, with all the people on that campus and surrounding that campus, with families that have been impacted all over the world. And today, as we walk together, we just want to keep saying two things mainly. One, that our hearts are broken, that our hearts are heavy, and we have no words to say, really. There's something I've learned over the course of my life. I've been with many families in the loss of college students and high school students through the years. And one thing that I've learned over those days is there isn't really anything to say. And sometimes we're afraid in that moment. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say to this family, to this mom, to this sister, to this brother, to this roommate, to this fiance. And the truth of the matter is there aren't words in a moment like this. There isn't anything really to say. There aren't any answers that solve these kinds of dilemmas. The gift that we offer is the ministry of presence, and it's just being there. It's putting our arm around someone. It's shedding their tears. It's holding their hand. It's walking with them. It's the very thing that God is doing in these moments, who says, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am with you. It's the presence of God and the presence of God in us and the lives of other people. And that's really all we have to offer in this moment. There are tangible ways that I know many, many people are stepping into the lives of these families and helping with the logistical details, but many of us can't do that. And if you're like me, you've been sitting in Iowa or California or London, and you're like, I want to do something. I want to help in some way. What can we do to speak into this seemingly senseless tragedy? And the main thing we can do right now is just offer the gift of our presence. And that presence is just by the visibility of a post on a blog or a picture or an icon on a Facebook that just says, we're here, we care. We are with you. We are praying for you. We are thinking about you. Our hearts are heavy for you, and you are not alone as you walk through these days. And so as we move through this podcast today, we just want to grieve. We want to carry a sense of heaviness and a sense of brokenness. We can't move past that. There is a long-term suffering that is going to come, and many, many people are going to carry the weight of these days all of their lives, and we want to hold on to that today, and we just want to embrace it and ask God to embrace us in it. But also with the podcast today, we want to offer hope, because we believe in a great God, And we serve a great God today. We are following Jesus today, the Son of God come down from heaven at an incredible, unthinkable exchange, the innocent given for the guilty, who came in human form to take our sin and shame. A Jesus Christ today who was murdered at the hands of a violent mob, but yet who had power to come back from the grave, to rise up out of death, to triumph over the darkest days of life. And it is in Christ today that we have hope, hope for our lives, hope for our future, hope for eternity, and hope for this nation. And we believe, I believe, that good is going to rise up at Virginia Tech and rise up in Blacksburg and rise up on the campuses of this nation. And as we grieve and as we mourn, we are going to see God do more. And as Romans said so well, and you, the chapter 12 of Romans is such a great a place to be reading in these days, because it gives us handles to put around as we try to think about walking forward from these days. But the last verse of Romans 12:21 gives us our call today, and it says, "Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good." And that's the hope for today, and that's the challenge for all of us in the body of Christ, that we can awaken in the midst of this tragedy, that we can come full alive in the midst of this and embrace the brevity of life, our own lives, for crying out loud, and to know that we are all on this earth for a moment, for a brief moment, and our lives matter, and what we do with them counts. And we are carriers. We are carrying the life and the light of Jesus Christ in our hands to the world right now. And we have a mission, and that mission is that every student on every campus in this nation would know that they are loved by God, that He cares about them, that their lives were intended for His purposes, that He has a path and a plan for their lives, and that there is something more than this earth. There is something more than this life for all of us to look forward to. And that is a future with God where He will set every wrong right, where He will end all injustice, where He will bring everything to the conclusion that we hope He will bring it to. And many ask the question in days like these, why would God, how could God let something like this happen? Why would a good God and a gracious God not step in and intervene and end suffering and end death and end tragedy and end pain and end sorrow? And the hope that we have is that He is going to do exactly that, that He's going to step into life as we know it and into time as we know it. And He is going to bring this crazy, broken, fallen world to an end and establish a kingdom that is filled with His light and love and purity forever and ever and ever. But were He to step in this moment and to bring that moment, then life as we know it, the choice that we have, the opportunity we have, the mission that's before us would come to an end. And so we're living in the tension of a broken world and a lot of things that are tearing our hearts apart. But we're looking for a day when Jesus comes and brings the light of His kingdom forever and ever. And living in that moment today, our hope is that we will not be overcome with evil. This world is full of it. It's rampant. There is a battle raging on this earth. That we would not be overcome, though, with the weight of evil, but that we would realize that in Christ we have the potential and the power to transform this culture by the power of God, and that we would overcome evil with good. And so that's the hope that we have today. And so we say to you people in the Hokie Nation, and I don't think any of us have used the word Hokie as much as we have in these days, but we're happy to say now that we're all a part of this great Hokie family. And we say to all of you, and we say to those of you who've lost classmates and podmates and roommates and friends, and those of you who've said goodbye to sons and daughters and brothers and sisters, our hearts are with you and our prayers are with you, and we are not going to stop praying when the news goes away. We're going to continue to pray for you for a long, long time and make our lives available to you in every way that we can so that you will know that you are not walking through these days alone. And we're going to believe with you that this has not happened in vain, that this is not the end of this story. We have not seen the end of the Virginia Tech story, but we have hope that good is going to come out of this, and that good is going to come out of it in ways that are going to change the course of the lives of families and college students for a long, long time. And even if that's just something as simple as a restoration between a son or a father or a daughter and a mother, one of the most powerful things I've seen coming out of this is a quote that I saw on the collegiatetimes.com, which is the student newspaper at Virginia Tech, and right on their main page is a quote from a professor at Virginia Tech, Brian Cloyd. And Brian Cloyd is not only a professor at Virginia Tech, but he's also the father of one of the students who died in the shooting on Monday. And this is the quote that he offers. He says, "If we don't meet again, your final assignment from me is perhaps the most important lesson you will learn in life. Go to your mother, father, brothers, and sisters, and tell them with all your heart how much you love them, and tell them that you know how much they love you too. Go out of your way to make good memories. At some point, these memories may be all you have left. May God bless you all, Brian." And that's Professor Brian Cloyd from Virginia Tech. His daughter, Austin, died in the shooting on Monday. And it's a simple reminder that we've got to seize a moment like this. And maybe your relationship with your parents isn't great. Maybe your relationship with your son or daughter isn't what you hoped it would be. And this is the moment. This is the opportunity to go to them and make it right, to go to them and tell them how much you love them, to go to them and tell them that you know how much they've loved you over the course of their lives, and that we start living in the moment, because the moment is what we have. And in that moment, we've got hope and the power of God. We've been talking together and wondering what to do, and a lot of you have asked us and emailed and said, is Passion doing anything specific to help in the midst of this situation? And we, like you, don't know what to do. We don't have any answers. We've talked with friends of ours that are there. We've talked with national ministry leaders who've been heavily impacted. Campus Crusade for Christ has had several of their students involved in their ministry who were killed in this shooting on Monday. Their staff at Virginia Tech has been rocked, as have all the ministries there. And we've been in conversation with people. There have been a few things that we've talked about and possibilities. But for us, the main thought is not to rush in and complicate an already difficult situation, but to stand firm and to pray, to be on our knees, and to just encourage people around the world to do the same. But there is something we wanted to do. And David Crowder, Matt Redmond, Charlie Hall, Chris Tomlin, and Passion, we make music, and it's one of the things that we do here. And we wanted to offer music to you, and we wanted to offer music to everyone at Virginia Tech, and we wanted to offer music to every college student in the world and any person in the world that's looking for an anchor in the midst of these days or somewhere to rest your hope and your faith. And so we put a little EP together. It's called Hope for the Hokies, Songs of Rescue and Restoration. And it's just a small 5-song EP, but it's free for you, and we're making it free for everyone who'd like to download it. There's a website that is available called hopeforthehokies.com, and this little EP is there through the month of May, and there are no strings attached. We didn't put it on our own website, Passion or Six Steps. We wanted to put it completely out there where it's just a resource and a tool for people. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about the songs that are on it, and we're going to listen to those songs through the podcast today. But before we do that, there's just one other thought we had, and it is this, that I'd love to see us make a unified statement to the community of Virginia Tech that we are with them and praying for them. And those of you who are in the collegiate world or in the Facebook world have seen all the little icons that have popped up on people's Facebook profile over the past days. And it's a little icon that has a ribbon and a Virginia Tech logo on it, and then maybe the logo from a different school, and it says, today we're all Hokies, or we're all Hokies today, or some version of that statement is with it that just says, you know, we're all one person today. But I was just noticing on Facebook how it's really about every 15th profile that has that image on it. And I would love it if somehow we could just garner enough energy to completely cover Facebook with an icon that says to all the Virginia Tech community, and even to the greater Facebook community at large, we're all together here and we're all banding together. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a believer in Jesus Christ to have a heart for people, to care for people, and have compassion for people. So this isn't a Christian thing. This is a human thing. This is an act of compassion and a show of support and unity. It's not about an argument over whether a news should have done this or that, or some political position or statement about gun control or other issues that I'm not saying aren't important, but they're not the important issues for this moment. For this moment, it's important that we stand together, that we talk about hope in the midst of darkness, and that we talk about a future that can be bright for all of us. And we talk about a hope, at least from our vantage point as followers of Jesus, that we found in him that we haven't found anywhere else on this earth. So here's the plan. There is a Facebook group called Facebook United for Hope. And that Facebook is all about Monday, April 30th. That's 2 weeks from the shooting. It's 2 weeks out of the date of the shooting at Virginia Tech. And it's just a small and simple thing, and I totally understand that. But it would be incredible as the media dies down, the news begins to die down. Normally, people would shift back to their lives. I know that students across the nation are getting ready for finals and getting ready to head into the end of a semester and end of a term. But at least for that day, if not for the rest of the semester, if every single person on Facebook put a Virginia Tech logo on their profile page so that you could not be on Facebook without seeing every single person. It doesn't matter if you're a high school student, if you're a mom or dad, if you're a recent graduate, a postgraduate, or if you're in school actively, it doesn't matter who you are. I know that every single one of us has compassion for these families who've lost their loved ones and compassion for this community that's been rocked to the core. And so the Facebook group is Facebook United for Hope. I would love to see us. We're going to have 1 week between the day that this podcast posts and Monday, April 30th, just 7 days. And I would love to see this group get momentum. I would love it if somehow we could grab 10,000 members by Monday, April 30th. And if you're hearing the podcast and it's after April 30th and you miss out on that Monday date, put the icon up for the rest of the semester, the rest of the term, and show your support. And I know some of you are, you don't have to have a Virginia Tech icon to show that you're supporting the Hokies and the Hokie community. But it would be an awesome thing for at least that one day, April 30th, for all of us to show our support in that way. And so Facebook United for Hope is the group. You can find information there. If for whatever reason you don't know how to get an icon that shows support for the Hokies, you can just grab one off that Facebook United for Hope group and drag it off to your desktop and put that up onto your profile on April 30th. But today we want to listen to some music together. We want to put our hope in Christ. We want to put our hope in what he's done for us. And Charlie kicks us off on this little EP, Hope for the Hokies, with a hymn that has carried the church for a long, long time. And it says, "On Christ the solid rock I stand." I love the verse for these days. "When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace." And no one knows why God allows certain things to happen. No one can give a definitive answer for how all this fits together in these days. But we do know this. We know that God cares about us, and we know that he loves us. There is a cross looming over history that shouts that to us today. And that's what this hymn is resting in, and that's what our faith is resting in today. And so here's Charlie Hall from the Passion Hymn CD. "On Christ the solid rock I stand."
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand, and all other ground is sinking sand. Seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Thank you.
in him be found, just in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne, faultless to stand before the throne, faultless to stand before the throne.
of the shadow of death. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
There's no doubt Psalm 23 has been an anchor for people for centuries and for the church for all of its history, and it is an anchor for us today that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. And I just you know, my heart goes out, and I don't know who's listening to this podcast today, and I would assume that it's people who have come to a place in their life that you've really kind of locked on to Jesus Christ and understood why he came and that he had a personal plan for your life, and that there's, you know, this is more than religion, it's more than a system, but this is a relationship with the Son of God who is a giver of life and the one that fills up the heart with everything good. But if for some chance you're listening to the podcast and you don't know that and you've heard about Jesus Christ, but you're not sure what the story is, the story is really profound, and the story is about rescue. It's about a God who knew that we could never make it back to him on our own, who sent his Son in the form of human flesh, Jesus Christ, for us. And he didn't just come to this earth to be a nice guy and to do some incredible things and to say some powerful things, but he came to this earth to stand in our place, to put himself between us and a holy God and between the wrath of God, and to lay down a perfect life as a sacrifice. That's why he was crucified outside Jerusalem. It wasn't just some religious symbol. It was a divine transaction. It was God taking the innocent one and causing him to suffer death so that those of us who had turned our hearts away from God could be forgiven by God and have life that never, ever ends. And there's a hope in that. And it's God's presence in life right now carrying us through life. But it's that there is more than this life. And at the end of it all, Jesus Christ is coming for us. And that's what this next song is so powerfully all about. It's from Charlie's album, Flying Into Daybreak. It's called Come For Me.
Jesus, come take me away. I long to see your face. This world is broken, yet beautifully made. And Jesus, come take me away. And Jesus, I'll patiently wait until, like a vapor, I'll fade. Help me fulfill all your dreams for these days. And Jesus, I'll patiently wait. And you'll come again with a shout, like a thief in the night. You'll come riding on clouds. And finally the voice I had followed for life has a glorious face that is lit up with light. And you'll come for me. No more pain, peace. No more fear, release. Just lost and consumed with my glorious King. Your music to come and inspire, and I give myself to be refined in this fire. But Jesus, today I'm so tired. And you'll come again with a shout, like a thief in the night. You'll come riding on clouds. And finally the voice I had followed for life has a glorious face that is lit up with light. And you'll come for me. No more pain, peace. No more fear, just lost and consumed with my glorious King. And you'll come for me.
There's darkness in my skin. My covers wearing thin, I believe. I'd love to start again. Go back to innocence and never leave.
Rescue.
Rescue has come and is coming, and that's why this podcast is called Hope for the Hokies, and it is hope for everyone today that needs a sure foundation underneath you in the midst of a crazy life and really, really difficult days. There's one more song on the EP. It's the last song, is maybe the most sung song in the world. But before we head into that song, I just want to encourage you, even right now while you're listening to this podcast. I think that the tendency in the current climate of life is to, you know, to just act as if we care, but to really not pray. And I'd love us just to pray, you know, just not to say I'm going to pray for you or I am praying for you, but to pray for them. And Lord, I just even would like for us to do that right now, and just join your heart with me if these words seem to connect with what's in your heart right now. But Lord, we do just want to continue to lift up to you all the people who have been directly impacted, whose lives have been slammed hard by what happened on Monday, and especially the families of those who have lost ones that they've loved. And just seeing the faces and the pictures and hearing the stories of these men and women and these students, and seeing the story of their lives and the heroic efforts that many of them exhibited to save the lives of many, many other people. And Lord, it just puts a face on what is a news story, and it becomes a real story and a human story. And we ask today for grace. We thank you, God, that your grace is enough. We say that all the time in the good days of life, and we sing that in the smooth times of our journey on this earth. But we do believe, God, I've seen it in my own life and tasted it in my own life, that your grace is powerful and strong in the most difficult moments of our lives. When death comes, when the grave is right before us, when the bodies of those that we love have been placed down into the earth, in that moment, God, your grace is strong in that moment and enough in that moment. It is the only thing in that moment that holds us together and allows us to breathe again and to take one more step. And we thank you for your grace today that is sufficient for us. And we just pray that over these families. We pray that grace over them today. And thank you, God, that you will be enough for them, Lord. We have no idea what to say. We don't know what words to use. But God, we thank you that you are strong and present in their lives, and that your presence and your power and your grace are enough to carry them through what seems like a weight that would absolutely crush them altogether. And I praise you, Lord, that you can and that you will carry them through. I thank you, Lord, for the little glimmers we've seen already of the testimony of people who are in the midst of this crazy event, in the midst of these classrooms, wounded by this assailant, who have already spoken words of hope and words of power and words of forgiveness and words of life. And we're not asking you, Lord, for an instantaneous fix. We know, Lord, that the weight of the shatter of these days will be in the hearts of people forever, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that there's power that's greater than the grave, that's greater than death, that's greater than suffering, that's greater than anything and everything we'll ever face in this life. And we just join our hearts and we lift up these families to you. We lift up students to you, Lord, that were not directly involved, but whose lives have been rocked. We lift up people who have got second thoughts and are second-guessing themselves. And we ask that you would free them, Lord, to move forward with you into the future. And Lord, we pray that you would wake up the church around the world. Lord, I believe that the church is the answer to this tragedy, God, that the church is the solution, that we are the ones holding in our hands the hope of the world. And I pray that you'd wake us up, God, that you'd wake up campus ministers and campus ministries and college students and church leaders across this nation, that we would see the opportunity, the moment that we have, to speak the name of Jesus and the hope of Jesus into the culture of the universities and the world. And we ask that you do that, Lord. We want to hang on to this hope today that we will not be overcome with evil, but that by your life, power in us, we would overcome evil with good. And we ask that Jesus would be magnified somehow in it all. Jesus, glorify your name. Let your face be seen and known. Let your voice be heard. Shine, Jesus, in the midst of the darkness, Jesus. Shine brightly and draw us to you is our prayer. Amen. You know, this song is probably the most sung song possibly in the history of the world. The hymn Amazing Grace, which is not just about salvation in that moment that we realize we needed an eternal rescue, but it's about salvation in the sense that God keeps on saving us and has promised to keep on saving us through every moment of our lives. And so from Chris Tomlin, See the Morning, this is Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first my chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing grace. Forever, you are forever.
So if you made it to the end of the podcast, I know this has been a long version of the Passion Podcast, but we want to put all the songs in the podcast, so if you only make it to the podcast, you download the songs for free and listen to them as many times as you want. And again, it's just a little thing, but you know, we're like you, and we're sitting here going, what can we do? And we wanted to do something, and we hoped for a little bit more of a national platform for this little EP, but the timing of getting something to happen really fast is often better when you just do it yourself. And so we've put this website up, hopeforthehokies.com. We didn't do that, so you have to run around to a lot of sites, but we just, you know, it doesn't feel right on even 268generation.com, 268blog.com, or Six Steps Records. It's like, you know, this is not about Passion. This is not about David Crowder, Charlie Hall, Matt Redman, Chris Tomlin. This is about people caring for people. These songs are powerful songs of encouragement, and they've really encouraged me in the last few days. And so the album is there at hopeforthehokies.com. You can download the EP. Please tell your friends about it, especially if you know of anybody that, you know, the conversation's open now and they're realizing that life is short and that things aren't as sure as sometimes we think and would like them to be, and they're looking for a compass or maybe a little bit of a spiritual direction to point them towards God. Just send them to these songs and say, hey, they're free. Just download them, listen to them, let them be an encouragement to you. So that'll be all through the month of May. hopeforthehokies.com. Please download that. And the Facebook group is Facebook United for Hope. I hope that you'll come fast. I hope that you will become the champion for that group. We obviously can't get the word out to 10,000 people in a day, but you can get it out to 50,000 people in an hour. And so the group is hopeforthehokies.com. It's not just important that you come and that we see a bunch of people come and join the group. That would be great, but that's just the beginning. The idea is that Monday, April 30th, that not one in every 15th person, but every person on Facebook would have a Virginia Tech logo on their Facebook photo, their profile picture. It's just a small thing, but Facebook is the college world right now. It's the high school world for a lot of people right now, and it would be awesome for us to be able to say as a unified statement to the Hokie community, it's 2 weeks down the road, but we are still with you, and we're going to be with you for a long, long time. And once again, if you hear the podcast and Monday, April 30th has gone by already, and there's a good chance of that for many of you out there, put up an icon for the rest of the semester or for the month of May that just lets them know that, you know, the media is going to come and they're going to make a big deal out of this for a while, as long as they think people will watch it. And the story at some point is going to fade, but there's got to be something that endures, and that's compassion, that's prayer, that's genuine caring for other people. And so our hearts are heavy today, but they're also filled with hope. And my encouragement as we leave today is, let's go love the world. We have the love of Christ in us. Let's don't gather in as our Christian groups and communities and enjoy God together. Let's take God outside the walls to the world so that every student in this nation knows that their life matters to God and that their life matters to us, and that there is a place for them in the heart of God, and there's a place for them with this radical band of followers of Jesus that are loving life and loving each other and loving Him and believing in something greater than this life. Let's hate sin today in whatever form it comes. Let's don't hate tragedy and still accommodate sin in our lives, but let's hate sin today and let's live for the things that are pure and true and just and good every place in every part of our lives. Let's believe in God today in the midst of it all, and let's carry that hope to the whole wide world. We'll be back with you guys possibly soon. Hopefully the Passion Podcast will be back up and running in a bit, and there's a lot going on here at the Passion House. But for today, it's hope for the Hokies, it's hope for the nation, it's hope for me, and it's hope for you. All that hope's found in one place, and His name is Jesus Christ.
'cause I can barely stand. My strength is gone.